can be found. And like the rain, I have been carried here to where the river flows. Yeah. My heart is racing and my knees are weak as I walk to the edge. I know there is no turning back. And once my feet have left the ledge, and in the rush, I hear a voice that's telling me it's time.
Sunday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I want to welcome you guys on a Sunday morning. I hope you're drinking your coffee, maybe having your tea, maybe even who knows what. You've got something planned up today, and I hope you have a great Sunday as you get ready for church. So I want to read a Bible devotion to you. It's called The Problem of Suffering. You know, in the book of Job, you know, he went through a lot of suffering. Let's go to chapter 23 and verse 11, where Scripture reminds us, I have kept his way and not turned aside. You see, some scholars think that Job may be the oldest book in the Bible. Whether that is true or not, it certainly deals with one of humanity's oldest questions. Why does God allow suffering? Well, it isn't an easy issue, because it goes to the heart of the deepest questions about God. After all, the argument runs, How could a loving and gracing God allow suffering? To put it another way, if God let us suffer, he must not love us. But the conclusion is false, friends. In fact, God does love us. And the proof is that the suffering that he allowed his son to endure the cross. What? There is the answer to this old A question. The key is to understand the character of God. This is what Job discovered. No, God never gave a logical, complete answer for his suffering. But though his experience that Job came to realize is that God could be trusted. Because he is merciful and loving. Amen? Amen. And you can trust God too. Not because he's always gives us the answers, but he's simply because why? He is God. And so whatever you're going through, let's think about it for a second, okay? We're going through COVID times. We're going through crazy times in our life right now, right? Here I am sitting at Faith Studio 1 early this morning, and, you know, we're doing our Sunday morning praise. There's a song I want to play for you all, and it's a popular song. It's a Matthew West song. I want you to think about this. Have you forgave somebody? If you haven't, now's the time to do so, brothers and sisters in Christ. Forgiveness on Sunday morn praise. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Amen. Sunday morning praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Friends, just a couple of quick announcements. I wanted to let you know we do have a morning radio show Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m., and it is Central Daylight Time. Now, you can catch this show, if you have an Android phone, you can download the app. It's eternityreadyradio.com on the internet, or look on your Android app, search up Eternity Ready Radio, download that, and you can catch my show on there. Again, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Also, we have our syndicated course on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play. Now, I do have a Facebook page. Feel free to like me for free. You can reach me on Instant Messenger on there at any time. Also, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you all again for joining on our Sunday morning praise as you get ready for church or whatever you may be doing today. I want to read something to you. I have one more Bible devotion. It is called The God of Comfort. We've all been through situations where we need comfort. Well, God is a God of all comfort. In fact, the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18, Scripture reminds us, because He Himself suffered when He was tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted. You know, once I remember in my late teens, I remember hearing about there was this guy that I knew that was in love with a girl. And it might have been puppy love, but to him it was real, the puppy. You know, we become tentatively engaged to be married, even though we go through situations to where, you know, you think you find someone that God wants you to be with, but then God implants you with someone that He wants you to be with. I know people in general that have gone through that. Or God has sent you someone that will love you and care about you and be with you and be there for you. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a broken heart? I remember going to this clergy friend of mine who wanted to seek help. You know, he had mentioned to me, he said, you know, a lot of times I'll read that 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4 where it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all of our tribulations, that we may also have comfort in any trouble, in which ourselves are all comforted by God. From these words of the apostle, we all are going to gain comfort. But there is more to it. There is the passage of Paul suggests a new insight into suffering. Briefly put it, and this is the way it is, that not only are we comforted in our trials, but our trials can be equipped with us to comfort others. And let me ask you something. Has God taught you something during your trials that's helped you with someone else that may be needing, that's going through trials and tribulations or needs encouragement today? I've got a song I want to play. It's dated back in like 1982. One of my favorites. It's an Al Denson song. I know, you know, we know a love. When you're down and discouraged, enjoy, listen to this. Listen to the words. Sunday morning praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Find yourself so lost.
Amen. You know what? I was just thinking back in my days of going to Bible college, or what I would call seminary school back in the day. And do you know, I remember hearing that Al Denson song. And I used to carpool with a pastor friend of mine when we go to college. And we were listening to that. And I guess that song may be dated way back, like maybe in the 90s, early 90s. Well, pardon my hoarsey voice today. Allergies are kind of getting to me a little bit, but I have one more song I want to play. It's kind of a shorter version today on Sunday Morning Praise. There's a song I had, I keep in touch with T-Mac, or Toby Mac. And he had actually emailed me and wanted to thank me because, you know, when I can remember and I'm on the air, especially doing podcasts, I play T-Mac Tuesdays, which is a triple pack. He wanted me to thank everybody for their love and support. As you know, he lost his sister here recently. And it was just a little over a year ago that he lost his son. Well, T-Mac has a song on closeout that I'm going to play. And after I play, we're going to lead off in prayer. And this song is his newest one. It's called, he sent it to me, it's called I'm Sorry. Enjoy.
The poor. celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us, and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue, but I can't elude what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. Wake us up,
I wanted to play that for you all, that way you all could hear that. And that's Toby Mac, T-Mac, I call him, nicknamed. One of his new songs, I'm Sorry. And you know what? We do need to take it to the table to the Lord, because times we're living in are very chaotic and very crazy. I'm not even talking political. I'm talking life in general. And you know, God is a God of love, and we need to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Even the ones that are lost friends is very important. So I want you to always keep that in mind, but I wanted to play that. I told T-Mac, actually yesterday, I told him I was going to be playing that song, so what an honor. Well, you are loved, you are appreciated, so let's close out in a prayer on a Sunday morning. Yay! Okay, as y'all get ready for church or online church or whatever you may be doing, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. Be with us, Lord. We need you so much each and every day. Let us have a great day and a wonderful, safe driveway to and from wherever we're traveling. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Another thing I want you to do is I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point, just as God would intend you to. Also, prayer requests real quickly. Prayer requests, you can email those to me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, friends, Facebook page, I have one. Like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. You can email me or message me, I should say, Facebook message me. I would love to hear from you guys. We'd like to know how we're doing on our network. And again, also follow me on EternityReadyRadio.com. Thank you so much, and y'all have a great day. Bye for now.